What first attracted you to St John's Subcathedral Church, Gretel?
Well, it was the nearest church to my house, and I thought I'd give it a try. And then I received such a warm welcome that I've been there ever since.
When did you start to attend?
In 1997, when we moved to Lewes.
And what was the church like then?
Well, the church was very traditional. It had three services a day, so on a Sunday, 8 o'clock early communion, and then 10 o'clock family service, and then evening service of Holy Communion again. That was every Sunday. And but the main thing about it was its warm welcome.
And who was the rector then?
The rector then was Robert Bell, and he lived at the rectory at the bottom of the avenue with his wife Jean, who's died since. And they were very kind to me when my husband died. They invited me back to lunch, and he asked if I'd like him to pray with me. And I'll never forget their kindness.
Right. Did you have any special role in the church back then?
No, at that time I didn't have a special role, but after my husband died, I joined a house group, and Tony and Myra are in that group, and so is Dick Field. And then later on I became the Homelink rep, and I volunteered as a governor at Pell's School, which was St John's Church School.
So what do you think of the new developments, funded internal decoration by the diocese and the outside repairs by the English Heritage Lottery Fund?
Well, I think it's a wonderful godsend that this money has come, and with Steve Daugherty's vision, the church has been restored and made watertight, and it's now a warm and welcoming place, and it's full of young families, and it's just what we need. It's the lifeblood of the church, and had that not happened, it would have had to close down. So I think it's warmly to be welcomed.
Lovely. What do you know about the church heritage and its role in the local community?
Well, I know that Pell's School, as I said, depended on St John's Subcathedral, because when it was founded about 150 years ago, it was in the parish where the Lewes New School is now. And I have at home a plaque which is to be mounted on the wall of the church, which commemorates the laying of the foundation stone of the Pell's School. And the school was built with money raised by the church, and the names of all the church wardens from those days are engraved on it.
Excellent. So we can look forward to that in the future, can we, Gretel?
I hope so, yes.